This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
All right, welcome back to it on this Wednesday. If you want to know what's going on in politics, you got to find people that have been there. My next guest has been there for a long time. In fact, he goes so far back. He was a member of the State House and State Senate in the 1970s. He was a member of the Gerald Ford administration. That gives you an idea that he's got. And there is no substitute for experience. My next guest, Bill Ballinger, the political insider. Bill, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, so I just want to tell folks, starting this weekend, the Political Insider with Bill Ballinger will debut on many of these stations here on the Michigan Talk Network, and congratulations on joining us. I'm so glad to have you here on the network, and look forward to some insight from you as we start to carve up this very interesting and intense political season.
Glad to be with you, Steve. It'll be an honor. I hope it'll be a success.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, your voice, as I mentioned, and not to date you at all, but you've been around the political block for a long time, and you have a pretty good, you know, nose for what's going on, and you've been a regular voice and member of the political community, certainly commentary part of it. So let me start with this. I want to get your take on something here. My understanding is, and I'm getting word from inside the Capitol right now in Lansing, that the Speaker and others are requesting for the Attorney General to issue an opinion on the Michigan Civil Rights Commission that just recently added protections to Elliot Larson, protections that the Attorney General had told them last year, you don't have the right to do those. You can't make entire protected classes. And if I'm not mistaken, the Attorney General, Bill Schuette, who's running for governor, will have to make an opinion. Now, this request hasn't gone through the way yet, but does it, just knowing that part of it, does it put Bill Schuette in an easy position, difficult position in this election year, because he has to make an opinion? It's going to have an impact, and you know that the LGBT community will have something to say no matter what happens. What do you think?
Well, Bill Schuette has two races he's concerned about, campaigns, I mean, for political office right now. He's got a primary on August 7th against Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and several other candidates. And then, if he gets by that, he's got the November general election. I would say that if Bill Schuette is asked to give an opinion on this and he gives it, he won't do it, you know, right away, like the next day, I don't think, but, you know, before the primary, let's say. It, probably if he comes down negative against the Civil Rights Commission, saying they should not have done this, they don't have the legal right to do this, it'll probably help him in a Republican primary on August 7th. That's my view. However, the really interesting thing is that it looks like the Democratic nominee for Attorney General is going to be Dana Nessel. And as I think everybody really following politics knows, she is a very outspoken advocate for LGBT rights. She is a lesbian herself. And obviously, if Schuette comes out with an opinion that says this is an abomination, the Civil Rights Commission took it upon itself to do this, I mean, that is really going to put the focus on the difference between Dana Nessel and Bill Schuette big time, even though I think everybody realizes there's quite a bit of difference between them anyway.
Certainly,
Bill Schuette is not running for Attorney General anymore. He's running for governor, but you can bet that, you know, the race is almost going to maybe look like in the fall more between Dana Nessel and Bill Schuette than it will be between Bill Schuette and whoever the Democratic nominee is for governor, or between Dana Nessel and whoever the Republican nominee for Attorney General.
But I think it should be clear, you know, if the AG issues an opinion, which, by the way, has the strength and
the force
it's
of law.
The law.
Yeah,
it does. It has the force of law when it comes to, but here's the thing. He's not issuing an opinion on whether or not transgender and gender identity should be protected by Elliot Larson. He would just be saying the Michigan Civil Rights Commission doesn't have the power to create whole new classes. That is something that's the legislature's side of the street.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, technically, you're absolutely right. But this isn't the way I don't think a lot of the news media will cover it. They'll
no,
say,
you're probably right.
if he comes out and says the Civil Rights Commission had no right to do this, they'll take that as Bill Schuette is against protecting gays. That's right. The way the message is going to come out. And Dana Nessel will say, look, this is ridiculous that the Attorney General would not allow the Civil Rights Commission to make this pronunciation, and I, Dana Nessel, believe it does. It is legal for them to do it, and if the Attorney General says it isn't, then that's because he's against gays. So that's the way it's going to be presented.
Right. So maybe part of Schuette's calculus will be having a response ready in mass when he does it, because he doesn't really have an opportunity to avoid it, from what I understand. But I guess we'll find out, and we'll pay attention to how it goes.
No, but sometimes those opinions take a long time to issue. I mean, there were jokes back in the day, 40 years ago, that Frank Kelly would take forever to deliver opinions on certain tricky questions that he was asked if he didn't really want to do it, but if he wanted to do it, he'd do it really quickly, so there didn't seem to be a rhyme or reason as to the speed in which he made his opinion.
Well, there you go. Speaking of Bill Schuette, I mean, while we're here, he made his declarations about his value. Apparently he's worth about $13.5 million. Had reported income of just shy of $650,000 in 2017, owns land on the Virgin Islands, which has become a bit of a campaign issue recently. I don't know. Is there nothing here that I didn't expect to see, I suppose?
Yeah, I really honestly think this has been a tempest in a teapot. I mean, Brian Kelly has tried to make a big issue out of what he calls Bill Schuette's hypocrisy, claiming that Schuette says he's got everything in a blind trust and he doesn't really know what's going on with his finances personally, but in fact there's evidence that staffers in the Attorney General's office notarized financial documents of a personal nature for him that indicated that they were acting at his direction and that he knew what was going on. I'm just not sure this is really clicking with the Republican primary electorate on August 7th. That's really what we're talking about here. We're not talking about the general population. We're not talking about independents and Democrats. We're talking about a very narrow universe of voters.
Sure.
On August 7th, and I just am not sure that there's been anything there that convinces them that Bill Schuette has done anything that looks like hypocrisy, or if there's something shaky or shady going on.
Do you think it moves the needle? I mean, if the primary were held today, do you believe Schuette still comes out on top? And if so, what does Brian Kelly or Colbeck or anybody else have to do to move the needle to put themselves in a competitive position? You've got about 30 seconds.
I think Bill Schuette would win if the primary was held today fairly easily. But there's a lot of time between now and August 7th. And obviously, Brian Kelly in particular is trying to do a lot of things to knock Bill Schuette off his game. And he's got some time left to do it.
All right. Sit tight. We are with Bill Ballinger, the political insider, that brand new program viewing here on many of the stations of the Michigan Talk Network this weekend with Bill Ballinger. Don't miss it. The debut's on June the 2nd. Bill, when we come back, we're going to talk about the paid mandatory sick time, ballot signatures, ballot initiatives, and everything that could be on the ballot for voters to consider this November. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.